Okay, this is Chairman Nathan Wakefield calling the meeting to order at 6:38 p.m. Eastern Time. Moving down to a roll call. Nathan Wakefield, present. Noel Yee. Noel is absent. Jared Davis.
Here.
Jared is here. Louis Cyrenik?
Here.
Louis is here. Captain Benson? Captain is absent. Martin Frost? Absent. Kyle Johnson? Kyle is absent. Warren Hammond? Warren is absent. Veronique, who was she?
Hey, present!
Wow, enthusiasm, I like that. Okay. Mike Sullivan. Marilyn Sullivan. Both absent, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Would someone like to make a motion to approve this agenda?
I approve.
All right, thank you.
I will second.
Thank you, Louis. Okay, do we have any discussion about the agenda for tonight? Okay, moving to a vote. Does anybody oppose the approval of tonight's agenda? Do we have any abstentions? Agenda passes unanimously. Okay. Moving on to minutes. Motion, we're going to approve minutes from April 21st, 2015, our last meeting. Would someone like to make a motion to approve these minutes?
This is Louie. I'll make that motion. How about we just do a Jared will make the motions, and I will second them, ad infinitum.
Should we
say it out loud?
Well, I mean, I you still need to verbalize it for record. You know,
great.
By assumption, but if you want to create that system as we go along, that's fine.
Jared,
but
you want to just do it that way so we don't have to pause, wait, guess each other?
I will make that motion.
Okay. I will second that.
All right. Thank you. Any discussion on last month's minutes? Okay, moving on to a vote. Does anybody oppose the approval of last month's minutes? Does anyone abstain? Minutes pass. Okay, moving on to reports. First report, Afton Benson with a financial report. She emailed me and told me she was not able to make it, but she did supply a few points for the for her report. And moving on to discussion. Okay, pretty straightforward. Any anything to discuss, guys?
Nope. That's all those points there.
Okay. Yes.
I contacted you, Nathan. I sent you some emails about the what was that? The
990?
Yeah.
Yes, I did get those. Yeah, we're all set. The one you were looking at was actually the example I sent over attached to the current one from 2 years ago. So that's why the information on that was different. But yeah. So, good eye though, and we did update everything for the one we did send out, so that was filed.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, moving on to the 2015 IJA Festival Report.
Woohoo!
Take it away. Yes.
Okay, so I just want to get my... I sent you a little email right now with some the T-shirt design. So you can see what Koke has prepared for us. I try to work with Koke and Louis as much as possible, and because I always work with Koke and he does a great job, and Louis too is wonderful. But I try to spread the work to everybody, so there's not a workload to one person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say? Do you have it under your eyes?
Yeah.
It is downloading.
Okay.
There's only one thing I think might be worth adding to it.
Yeah.
Traditionally, on our shirts, we say, like, what number IJA it is, like the, you know, 67th annual or 68th or whatever. I believe this one would be the 68th.
Yes.
So it would be good to have that somewhere saying, like, you know, 68th IJA Festival or 68th Annual Festival. It doesn't even have to be on this image, but just somewhere on the shirt, you know what I mean?
Way. Yeah.
And then, yeah. So that's usually the way it's set up.
Good.
But as far as this image itself goes, I think it's really good. You did decide to go with the steampunk on the unicycle then?
Well, all the promo is the same, so we keep it.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's it. I don't think we're gonna change the image right now. And
okay.
That's it. And because Koke worked a lot to do this, because it was like thousands of different colors. You know, it was, so we had to undo it all, you know, to make it all together. So yes, we keep the same image, even if Norby doesn't like the gloves in the hand. He says he's not a real juggler or something. I believe we can find a IJA 68 Festival 2015 Quebec. Would you see it up there, the 68?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, on this image, just somewhere on the shirt. You know, it could be, like,
yes,
near this or on the sleeve or something, you know.
Okay, and we want a sleeve for IJA, a sleeve for Turbo. That's okay with you guys?
That seems fine with me. I mean, if possible, I'd like to see the images, but, I mean, that sounds... I mean,
yes,
for our agreement, that sounds reasonable, yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, good. I will ask... right now, Koke is thinking of the color of the T-shirt, because we want to have it all nice and so on. So.
I was just going to ask you that. So you don't know what color it's going to be at
not
this
yet.
Point?
Not yet. He's thinking about it. You know, I didn't want to push him. We had a meeting yesterday with all the Turbo crew. And so, I have quite a good update on that. So for Grant, let's see, we have had good luck on that. We got $10,000 from the city Great Event Board. When I say we, I mean Turbo got $10,000 in money and $10,000 in service, which means roadblock, a little tent, all kinds of different infrastructure for the street to control the crowd, and policemen and so on for the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So this will all be free. Good. And then we have got $5,000 from the bank, the local cooperative bank from Limoilou, Desjardins, which they will sponsor the Machine de Cirque show, which I saw, and it's amazing. And then I'm looking for sponsors for the other outdoor events. We have another partnership with the SDC Third Avenue, which is the Commercial Drive Society. Third Avenue Commercial Drive Society. Whew. And I asked them $4,000. They said he would give me $1,000, but I asked for more. So yes, so this is all for Turbo. Now for ID, right now I only have one sponsor. It's Cirque du Soleil. They are giving the casting group, which will be present. They will give us $1,000. So we associate them with Cascade of Stars. Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit more about that agreement, Vero, where that money is going and how we associate them with that event?
We're writing an agreement right now. So for sure I will have Dennis is supposed to make an invoice and send them. Hear back from Dennis right now or from Afton on that. So, I'm trying to find my report here. Okay. So for sponsors, that's it. Room Blocks. There's a Royal William and L'Autre Jardin is good, but the Pure and the Spa are empty almost. They have Hotel Pure has 9 rooms booked.
I'm seeing something different on the report here. Do you have the names right?
What? Room block. L'Autre Jardin, no rooms left. Royal William, 8 rooms left. Yeah? What?
Yeah, I thought you said the Hotel Pure had 9 rooms left. On this report,
no,
it says that.
They have like 65 room left. I had an email recently, and Hotel Spa had 0 room booked. So.
Oh, 0 rooms booked.
Yeah.
But there's this many available. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's the rooms available still.
Okay, I get you.
So people are not like rushing to get their hotel. We should make a little announcement on the Facebook page. Special guest confirmed. So I signed I think Greg Kennedy didn't understand it was in Canadian money, so when I say I hope you understand it's Canadian money, he said, okay. So there was a little on that, but we cannot give him more. No? We are already, it's like $7,000, no? So it's big. So I only have the 3 local artists left to sign contracts. IJ officers were full. There's David Traps who will do the vendoring, and Norby will do the youth showcase, and that was like my last little things. Planting the juggling scene is probably gonna be Andréanne who will take care of that, or someone from the Turbo crew, because we got a $4,000 grant to plant some juggling seeds. Go, hurry gardening. Okay, and then we're gonna plant the little kids, the seed, the juggling. Yay. Okay, so marketing. Okay, so I boosted the the budget for marketing. On this 969, there's a 169 that is given by Turbo to promote the festival. So it's in fact 800. It's included in the budget. Chamber of Commerce, yeah, well, there's a lot of things happening right now. It's like, So, and with all these grants, you know, we received, there's going to be someone hired, by Turbo to take care of the outdoor events. So we're going to have a little slave here.
When you say someone hired, do you just mean like a full-time, like essentially the equivalent of a volunteer?
Yeah, but it's like a, it's like an event director, someone who has a big experience on managing events.
Oh, so they're going to be kind of managing that side of things?
Yes, but under Andrian and I support,
okay.
Like we're going to feed him work.
That sounds reasonable, okay.
Yeah, anyways, it doesn't change anything for you guys, you know, as...
Great.
Because it's not, it's only Turbo hires that person. Because it's gonna be a lot happening. It's bigger than what you guys usually do. Because we're gonna block a street for 2 days. You know? So we need someone there doing it, you know, so
is there somebody going to know, like, to write forms to fill out, to know the people to talk to about getting the permission and barricade, like, manage that sort of stuff, the security everything, like, all that
all the stuff. All the logistics, because all the juggling event is going to stick with Emily Carlson. It's not, they're not taking care of that, but they're taking care of all the rest, you know, like.
Yeah. It makes sense to have somebody who knows how to do that and has done that before in those cities or under Canadian law or some, whatever in that,
speaking
that world.
Speaking French, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I think that does make sense to have somebody handle.
It's like a régisseur, how do you say régisseur? Like, it's like a stage manager or something. But
yeah,
for
yeah,
outdoor
yeah.
event, you know, so
mm-hmm.
you need someone with a big drive. And we're going to have a little salary more for, well, the Turbo gave me a little salary for all the grant applications I did in the past. And Andrian will receive a little salary for Machine de Cirque technical direction.
Great.
What else? There's another guy who's gonna get hired. His name is Rémi Jacques. Were you at? No, you were not there at Turbo Fest. Huh? He's a tiny energetic bomb. So, so he's gonna lead. He's gonna lead the parade, and make it nicer. So we're gonna have we have $1,000 more for artists for the parade, so which he will take in the budget, probably Stills Walkers or band or whatever. So I will put him in contact with the band director too, and so on. So that's it. For Cégep Limoilou, he's finding it bigger than he, you know, he said yes and wonderful, and now he's like, okay, he's afraid of surprises, so we
mm-hmm.
need to reassure him. The payment for Cégep Limoilou will pass on June 18th. Because he's going on vacation after that, so he will be around for the festival and making sure there's no alcohol drunk there and stuff. We can be drunk on site, but not showing off with bottles. That's the you understand. So there's a yes. So we need to make a plan of all how the tables will be set and so on for the electric needs. So we have all the electric needs we need because it's a gymnasium. It's not equipped to get a big sound system booming and so on. So that's it. We will close one curtain of the triple gym to keep one space for the workshops.
Great.
So this is I think this is all for me. Do you have any questions or anything?
How are you looking?
What?
Go on.
Okay, I was just gonna ask real quick, Vero. How are you doing with, like, the financial side of the logistics with the performers? Is that all set up? I know there was some concern about Svetlana's being a little price flight, being a little higher cost than...
Yeah, like the double or something?
Yeah, is that a problem?
No, I have air. I have air in my budget.
Okay, so...
Surprises.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Yeah, so that's all good. But the thing is, I didn't ask Andréanne yesterday. I have a meeting with her on Thursday because she was booking all the flights. She was taking care of that side. And because we were like, well, we need to know if she gets her visa before buying that $4,000 plane ticket. Because
yeah, make sure that that happens because we tried to bring her to Bowling Green and that did not happen because of... precisely that reason.
I know.
So definitely make sure you get that done and completely in the official before purchasing that kind of money for a plane ticket.
Yeah, because the only problem is it's raising every day. But I was wondering if I could buy a plane ticket with you buy the
insurance.
Plane ticket with insurance cancellation or something, so you don't lose all your money, but at the same time you don't. I'm a bit.
Yeah, I mean, if that you think that'd be wise and it's within your budget, I mean.
Yeah, will the price of trip insurance be the same as the price of the ticket going up, or is it wiser to? Spend that trip insurance, say it's $100. If the ticket price goes up $300, then it was worth it. But if you buy it for $100 and the ticket price only changes $5, then you've wasted your money. Don't really
not
know
only,
either way, but I don't know what the facts are to make it, if it's worth it or not.
It sounds to me like getting insurance would be a really good idea and going ahead and buying the flight. That way, if they can't, not only is it going to lock in your price lower, but you're going to be able to, if they can't make it, at the last second, you know, you still get most of your money back.
Okay. For all the other performers, I don't know if there was an insurance bought. I don't know, because it's like
a... Well, knock on wood, they'll be just fine. But this one, if it's been precarious in the back, maybe you should go ahead.
But we have contracts signed for everybody. We have contracts.
Great, great.
So it's like, if the people don't show up, we have a contract. They have to pay back some stuff,
Great.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, just make, for yourself that checklist and have one of your lieutenant or whatever go through and be like, everybody has their contract, yes. Everybody has their plane ticket, yes. Everybody has their lodging and get that packet together or whatever they need in that packet of, hey, here's this place and that place, and you need to be here for this performance an hour before, or whatever their specific possible things like that are. So when they get in, they can be handed something so they know where they need to. They're performers. They need to know. They need to be wrangled just a little bit.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Maybe it's going to be more my lieutenant, Andréanne.
That's what I'm saying. I think it would be, that's a perfect lieutenant thing. You let them wrangle
really
the performer.
Army
so.
Okay. It's good. So for me, it makes a turn around everything. Do you have other questions?
I have one question, and that is, I know that you have said that you're going to handle on-site camping, or camping on-site there, but yeah. What are you going to do if there are, you know, 200 people that show up?
Well,
and
we
have
room
for.
We have room for. Oh, if you mean 200 more.
I heard you say. I heard in the past. I heard that the figure was there was room for 100 to stay.
No. There's more. I think we can go to 300.
Oh.
300 campers.
So, I guess. Wow. That's three times as much as what was said. So there
it's like a gym 50 by 100. No, more than that. 100. Attends, c'est plus moelleux. Yeah.
What is it in meters?
A meter. Oh man. Attends, I'm gonna check because it's been a while. C'est maybe proposition contrat.
I guess if you don't think that's a problem, then that makes me feel better, because I was worried about it, because it sounded like there weren't going to be enough hotels, there wasn't going to be enough on-site camping,
panic.
Were just going to show up and not have a place to meet.
Yes, but I think it was a bad thing to not take any reservation for camping, so we don't have any idea about that, really. It's my bad, but at the same time, okay, the gymnasium, the triple and simple,
in Canada, do you have any, like, fire marshal standards? Like, only so many people can be in this room?
Yeah.
So what is the figure for that, do you know?
For this one?
Yeah, because that would be more useful than knowing the size of it, right? I mean, because then you'd know how many people you're legally allowed to have in that room. Right?
For real, I have no information on the contract for that, except on smoking and on the
But
in the
do you understand what I'm asking?
Yes,
I'm not sure.
Because for the circus school, we can be 700 in the circus school, and then if it's more than that, it's too much, too many. For the gymnasiums, for real. Looking at the space, I think we can, like the two gymnasiums, we can be 1,000 people. For the simple gymnasium, I think the maximum people would be like 400. So when I say, maybe it's 250, but we can always find like other ways. Okay, for real? I have a plan B on that. It's the Horizon Center, which is about 10 blocks away. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge room with a very high ceiling, and it could lodge at least 200 or 300 people more.
Okay, well that's great, thank you.
Okay, so I will not rent it though. If we say we see that the pre-registration is like going up. If we have more than 500 pre-registration, then we might think of a plan B.
Sounds good, Vero. I think we're all set. I think you got everything laid out, but it's good to know if things get crazy, we do have a plan B. So I think we're in good shape in that department.
Good.
Agree.
Is there any more?
Last comment. It's gonna be crazy. It's we have a cool lineup in a very cool city with Flip Fabric Show and Machine de Cirque. It's like it's the best case scenario.
Nice.
Bravo.
Okay. So I wish you all a good evening. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, ciao, bye.
Bye. Okay. Moving on to YJA report and YJA website outline. Ellen Winters was kind enough to submit these to me. I just got them, so I just added them. So why don't we take a minute and go through these? They're attached to the agenda.
My comment does a YJA really need its own domain? Wouldn't it be better to have it just as part of our website?
Well, we actually already have, like, before it was YJA, it was YEP, and YEP has actually had its own domain for a number of years, so it's mainly just migrating that content to a new URL as well as updating the name, and I think the idea behind this is to kind of give it its own kind of branded identity as a, a project, not just sponsored by us, but not exclusively as a part of our organization. I think that's the idea.
I feel like it would be advantageous to us. It would be, I feel like we ought to just have it on our website just as a different part, and they have their own thing, but it can just navigate over, because that'll encourage people to go, people with the YJA to go to the IJA website and vice versa.
Okay. So you think it should be consolidated to the IJA website?
Not necessarily. They should have their own section, I feel like. That's what I would recommend. If other people feel differently, I understand. But like I said, it could just be good for the IJA people to easily access the YJA and vice versa.
So you think that would be in place of the website, Jared?
I don't really think I'll follow your question. Rather than it having its own domain that is separate from the IJA domain or whatever. I feel like it should just be on the same website, just a different part of it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Yep. Can I put in my 2 cents?
Absolutely.
Fun town. I agree with you. Like, shouldn't it, say even if we owned a domain name maybe, it should point over like all that content could be part of what the benefits of being a member and part of the IJA is. And at least, it's like how Cub Scouts grow up in the Boy Scouts. If you have that Youth Juggling Academy always going to the IJA website, when it's time for them to become a member or whatever, move up in the world, they're already familiar with the IJA. We're the ones who help them with the program and everything. So I think there's something to connecting it up. I think owning the domain name is still good because anybody who goes there, you can brand things with Youth Juggling Academy YJA, and then when people search for that, it's kind of like an SEO sort of thing, so people find it easier. But it may just link directly over to our current website with all the Youth Juggling Academy information in its special section. I think owning domain names is important sometimes.
Okay.
But I think all the content can live at our new website. But that does... Anyway, that Ellen like wanted an easy thing to set up and stuff. Like that's part of the discussion with her. We can get into it with her some.
Well, our new website and all that stuff we just bought is supposed to be easily.
Yeah, I know, but so far it hasn't. Is that the thing? Like, I'm almost like I don't know how to ask Mike Sullivan and Martin Frost for the next step like, hey, give us access to this so we can start to play with it. I want to put calendars up there and agendas for our meetings and, like, start to use it as a back-end way for us to try to organize some of our projects and get things done. I want to be able to publish content up there, like Scott Delser's stuff and some of the YJA stuff, but I don't know if we're going to need training or who do we go to make that next step. I'm a little lost in that one. So I'm looking for any other, like, I don't quite know what to do with the next step in that point.
Have you contacted them?
Yes, but usually I'm just more, not Martin as much, but I feel Martin's getting his access through Mike in a way. I think Mike is the master key holder in a way. And my attempts at saying, hey, whenever you're willing, ready to migrate content, or here's how I think the website should change. I haven't flat out asked for, hey, I would like a password and a screen name and a way to get into as a member to the site, or where do I go for training? Who do I talk to? If we get a phone number, so, or contact information or anything. Do you think I should just ask that flat out, ask for that situation, and then we go from there? Or is there a subtler, better way to approach it, I guess is what I'm wondering.
So is that something you're interested in helping out with specifically, Louis?
Well, I just think it's, yeah, things start to need, we got to start to do that thing we talked about, making the content migrate, organizing everything into one. Like Jared's idea of bringing the website under the thing is a great idea.
Like, oh, yeah.
All the stuff we offer as a benefit, as a good part of the IJA, should be living there if that was the goal of that thing.
Yeah. Now, do you know, are you on the AMF team email list? Do you know?
Not really, no. Again, I've kind of asked to be part of it, but I haven't been quite brought into the inner circle in a way.
Okay, because I remember we were recruiting for the AMF team, and I forget who exactly is all on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I sent out an email to that email address, and that'll email everyone on that team list. If you're not on that, I can CC you, and then we can kind of create a dialogue as to...
Great.
So, bringing more people and getting a more concrete timeline, because I concur that we really need to hurry along this migration. It's getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah, and just some stokes here and there might spur other people to do some other things. If they see stuff being done, I'm willing to put in a little bit of that first work. I mean, us three have been on a lot of these meetings lately, and Noelle's been in some, but that's kind of the main core, I feel, who've been kind of poking around a lot, so... Anything we can do as a teamwork sort of like, hey, what can we, how do we push that?
Okay.
Great.
Cool. I'm getting a little off topic with YJA, so I just perfectly valid points, Lee. Thank you. Is there any further discussion on YJA? Okay. Moving on to marketing. Have not heard anything from Kyle. Is there anything anyone would like to discuss regarding the marketing side of things? Yes?
No.
Nope.
Okay. That's fine. I guess that being the case, moving on to eJuggle report with Scott. Again, I did not receive a report from Scott. Any discussion about eJuggle these days, guys?
He sent out a request recently for content.
Ah, yes, so I did see that.
Yeah, he's looking for some new and interesting things.
I think I might reach out. I want to see who did it last year, but I think it might have been Vivica, but I want to reach out to her because last year we did this really cool write-up in eJuggle once, as soon as the stage championship things closed. Mm-hmm. We announced everyone who was competing, and we had, like, their bios and pictures to really hype that up, and I think that was really effective.
Great.
So I'm going to try to see if we can get that going again, or I hope it does, because that was really cool, and... Yeah, as far as other content goes, if you guys have any ideas, you know, feel free to fire them away to the eZine team. Moving on to membership. Numbers are pretty much the same if you check out in our membership spreadsheet. Any discussion on membership? Moving on to
pre-registration. Like, what's this up to now, or?
For the festival?
Yeah.
Martin he sent out a few emails. It's been about 2 or 3 weeks. I could probably pull them up here, actually.
Well, I've read those. I just didn't know if there was anything more recent.
Oh, no, not since the one Mark sent out a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, May 11th was the last one he sent out. And I heard the numbers were healthy, so I think we're in good shape. But that's the last one that's been emailed out. Cool. Moving on to IRCs. Aaron Stevens did submit a report. It is attached. Moving on to discussion for IRCs. We got three scheduled, guys. What do you think?
That's been good. I've been working with Aaron in Tocadago juggling and for the Costa Rica one. It seems like it's gearing up to work. But I don't know much specifically detail-wise other than what Aaron writes, but it sounds like things are just coming along and should be able to go to them and report back from them and hopefully give us a bunch of content for eJuggle and Facebook.
Cool. Sounds good. Any further discussion?
I just think it's great.
Okay, very cool. Moving on to World Juggling Day. Aaron Stevens also was kind enough to submit a report for this. So, moving on to discussion. Did you guys see the t-shirt design?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Where is that?
You should be able to find that on Facebook under World Juggling Day.
Okay. I've probably seen it then.
Yep. Indeed.
Are you guys planning on juggling on World Juggling Day?
Absolutely. I'm actually hosting an event at my house. I don't think anyone else in Michigan is, so I'm... also want to mention, if you guys are interested in making the trek.
Yeah, I might crash that 40.
You're absolutely invited, just so you know.
What day is that again, the 20th?
Yep, correct, June 20th.
June 20th, yeah, I will be juggling that day. Mm-hmm. I will be in Colorado working there at that Renaissance Festival, juggling it up.
That weekend is the Boulder Juggling Festival. I don't know how far it is from the Colorado Renaissance Festival, but if you get a chance, it's a great event.
Does it go on Fridays and Mondays too at all or anything?
Actually, there is an intensive workshop with Wes Peden, Patrick Elmer, and Tony Pezzo, I think, on Monday.
Wow.
Because they're flying women, yeah. So you should
I want to write that on my list of things to check out. Are you up in that area? Are you going to that?
No, I've been to it twice before, and I'm friends with the people. Warren Hammond's, there, and his wife, Becca, is, I think organizes it and kind of gets everything together. But, yeah, Warren will be there. And
awesome. I'll check him out.
Show the people, yeah.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. It'll be hard to go up during the weekdays, maybe Saturday night. But if there's Friday, if that's just going on, it means jugglers will be around. I'll sniff them out.
Awesome stuff, guys. Any further discussion on World Juggling Day? Cool. Moving on to motions for consideration on the agenda. The first motion of the evening is the motion to appoint Bob Newman to our vacant board position. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Do we have a second?
This is Louis. I will second.
Okay, moving on to discussion. Pretty straightforward. Lucho Fernandez has resigned, and Bob Newman has volunteered to be appointed to the vacant position, which runs through July of 2016. Any further discussion, guys?
I think he'll be great, especially he'll be there. He'll be in El Paso next year. He lives in Texas, so I think he's great.
Great.
Done before.
Excellent. Okay, moving to a vote. Does anybody oppose Bob Newman's appointment to this vacant board position? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes unanimously. If he was here, I would say, welcome aboard, Bob. I will be in touch with him. Cool. Moving on. Motion B. Motion to change the board nomination deadline and candidacy statement submission deadline to June 19th for this year only. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Do we have a second?
This is Louie. I will second.
Thank you, Louie. Moving on to discussion. Well, we definitely need some nominees. We did not receive any, so if you guys know of anyone, I would highly encourage you to talk to them, or even if you have a strong feeling about them, you know, you can even just nominate them by messaging IJ in nominations. I would advise.
I've been talking to Jeff Marsh, you know, the guy doing our busker fest.
Yeah, yeah. What's his feeling?
His feelings are good on it. He's just going through some moving and getting around. I think he was just up in Boulder busking the other day. He's kind of getting to his next gig, so he's in flux a little. So, but he's looked at it. I've talked to him for like, maybe half an hour one day about it and the different time involvements and what needs to be done and try to give him an accurate picture of what's involved and what we're trying to do. He's interested in the organization and making things work, and he's a pretty good doer. So we'll see. Well, I'm going to keep kind of coaching him through the process, getting him to write his paragraph, those sorts of things. Our deadline for that might be passed, but like we did last year, I know I was part of the nomination process last year. It got stretched and pushed to try to make it work for whoever was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where else to go. I put it out there on Facebook. I've talked to some other people. Sometimes I don't know how to approach them because I'm like, it's a little bit of weird work right now, dude. It's like, it's a strange dynamic going on. I don't quite know what we're totally working on, where we need to push, who would be relevant to what we're trying to do, sort of thing.
I get you.
I think the people that you want to seek out are people who go to the IJA festival. I mean, because that's our biggest thing. And
you're right.
People that go regularly, I mean, that's I think.
And honestly, Jared, that's something I don't do. So sometimes I feel slightly out of place. As far as like almost Lucha was feeling that, I think a little bit. Because I know there's a whole community that I only know of in a ancillary way, like as acquaintances in a way now, and I'm learning, meeting more people, but I'm not a regular, so there's some disconnect I'm sure I have at some point because of those things, but hopefully I bring a little bit of other perspective, et cetera. I'm into the juggle world and everything. But Jeff is one of those guys that might not always make it to that festival just like I am. So I can start to look at other worlds too. Like Michael Rossman is on my list a little bit. I kind of want to push him, but I know he gets very busy with a lot of other things, so I don't know.
Michael Rossman would be incredible. I mean,
I agree. He has offered his time in other capacities. If we come to him with a certain project or a certain thing, I'm friends with him. We've talked about things. He's ready to give some time. I just don't know if he's full board ready. So maybe we figure out something for him to work on. I'll even see if he's going to be up at this year's fest. I don't want to promise him away or anything, but just he did say he could help out a little bit.
Yeah, cool. I've got a couple of people in mind, too, I'm planning on contacting and suggesting that they...
Excellent.
Yeah, I try to sell it, right? Like we're trying to get people involved that we like as people, that we know could do something. Like, I've come to dig both of you and what you're putting into it and bringing into it, so I think finding that circle of friends would be nice.
Totally.
Thank you, likewise.
All right, guys, it sounds like we're on the same page, but going to move to a vote on this issue.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Motion to change the board nomination deadline and candidacy statement submission deadline to June 19th for this year only. Does anyone oppose this motion? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes unanimously. Great. Start casting your nets, guys. Moving on to motion C. Motion to purchase a SSL certificate at a 3-year period cost of $750, $500, $500 each year respectively for a 3-year period total of $1,750. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. Do we have a second?
This is Louis. I will second that motion.
Excellent. Moving on to a discussion. Does that mean everyone know what's going on with this or what this means? If not, I can kind of explain it. It's based on what Martin sent me anyways.
Yeah, I think this has to do with paying for extra security and encryption through certified, like, domains and routers or whatever it is so that people feel safe shopping with us.
Yes. Like, part of it, too, is, like, your membership has an encryption, but the downside is that it will display as ym.thenourURL, whereas if we were to purchase our own, it would just be our full URL, so it would give us a little more credibility in terms of the security side of things.
I see. Right now it's YM, because we're riding on top of YM, your membership site's SSL certificate. And if we buy it ourselves, it's going to be a little more pure looking.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, okay, great.
But originally I sent out a straw poll vote on this for thinking it would be $750 for the 3 years, and then Martin found out that it was actually $750 for the first year and then $500 for ensuing years. So that's kind of why it's been put up as a motion, even though it was passed as a straw poll, because the price tag is significantly higher than it was thought previously.
Do we have enough money to pay for this out of our website budget world?
I'm not sure. I mean, I guess it depends on how we want to swing it. It is a long-term investment, so it's not like something that we would burn through quickly. I mean, if this is approved, it'll put us good through 3 years.
So. And in a way, that's like, we recover that price a little bit for 10 festival packages sold or something like that over the course of that 1 year or something like that. The price for all the SSL to handle buying all those festival packages is kind of paid for in a handful of festival packages each year.
Right.
So it's not unreasonable to pay the big, it's just like, Do you get it copyrighted by a professional, or do you kind of do it yourself, and you kind of just pay for the professional sometimes, so everything feels on the up and up, and it's secure for your customer, and everything feels peachy keen, and there's never hiccups in that world and stuff, and you just pay for the quality, and it's done without a problem.
Yeah, it's kind of a minor detail, but it's definitely a lot more reassuring and professional organizationally, I think is what it boils down to.
We don't really pay for that many other things like that, so I think that's okay.
Okay. Cool. Any more thoughts, guys? All right. That being the case, we'll just move to a vote. Does anybody oppose the motion to purchase a SSL certificate at a 3-year period cost of $750, $500, and $500? Each year, respectively, for a 3-year period total of $1,750. Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes unanimously. Cool. All right, moving on to Varia. Just basically wanted to get a feel for who all is attending to be at the festival, as well as talking about some of the stuff we need to plan at the festival in terms of board members. So that's kind of where this is going. First of all, do either of you guys plan on being at the festival this year?
I do not.
I will not be there.
Okay, so you guys will not be at the festival.
No.
Okay. And I think you mentioned, Jared, I think you mentioned you're not planning on running again, is that correct?
Chances are no.
Okay.
I kind of like to, but I'm not sure.
All right. And Louis, you will still be on board, so I guess the one thing that would be worth mentioning is at the festival, there's usually two IJA board meetings, so to speak. One is a members meeting, where it's the once a year in person where the board addresses the general members and goes through all that. And there's also a separate board meeting that happens at the festival when, you know, you elect a, if necessary, you elect a chairperson or make any motions, and that basically takes the place of the July board meeting that happens at the festival. But given that you will still be on board, but not at the festival, we might try to coordinate something where you can attend that virtually, kind of like we did last year, if you recall. We did something on Skype.
Will I still be on it for that meeting, or no?
No, no.
Unless I run again. If I run again, I'll be on it, but if I don't run again, I won't have to go.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
But is that something you think you'd be able to make again, similar to like how you did last year, Louis?
Make what again? Sorry.
It's all good. Just basically dial into a meeting at the festival and attend it either on Skype or via telephone.
Yeah. I remember, yes. Now I remember making that again. When you said make again, I was like, what? I don't see a graphic.
You must go to the festival!
Yes. I was like,
just virtually by phone, that way.
I remember doing that one. I was in the parking lot. Yeah. I can, most likely, yes. I'm a solid most likely unless something glitches, yes.
Okay. I'll probably be sending out an email, probably not for a few weeks, but maybe just for the festival to kind of see what people's availability is going to be like, and then we can kind of hammer down the best way to conduct this meeting, because, you know, it is an important meeting, even though they're traditionally very brief. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nathan, are you going to the festival?
Yes, I will be.
Great, man. Good. Who else from the board? Do you know any? Is Noel going to be there?
Yes, I believe Noel is going to be there. He's going to be helping with registration.
Great.
Warren plans being there as well.
Great.
Kyle is not. And Bob Newman.
He's not. He said he's not.
Yeah, he would want to, but he said he can't quite swing it this year, so. But that's kind of where we stand.
Okay.
Cool. Any more discussion, guys?
Is
great.
Noel right? Yeah.
Noel?
I mean, because his term expires this year, or it should, because we were elected together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny, I asked him about that, and he was kind of on the fence, so I don't know if he plans to, or I don't know. You have to talk to him, but he has not been nominated in any event, I can confirm that, but he's...
Well, the only reason I ask is because you were talking about the meeting, and so, you know, you wouldn't have to be there if you... Anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean... If you're a board member, you'll still attend the board meeting, the members meeting, but then after that, the board meeting takes place where it changes over. So it's like two sets of boards, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because the voting ends after the general meeting, in which case the new board members are official, and then the board meeting is conducted sometime thereafter at the festival. So. Okay, I guess we'll move on to setting our June meeting times. Let me get out my planner here. Cool. Does anybody have any Tuesday conflicts in June?
World Juggling Day.
World Juggling Day? Okay. Alright. What about Tuesday the... Let's see, where are we at in this month? We could do either the 2nd or the 9th for the planning meeting. Does anyone have a preference there?
Whatever's best for you guys.
Yeah, no preference.
Okay, let's do the 9th. That way it gives us 2 weeks as opposed to one. The 9th. Logically speaking, does the 23rd work for a board meeting? That's 2 weeks after that.
I think that's great. 3 days after World Juggling Day.
That should be enough time to recover, right, guys?
Yep.
All right. Cool. I'm gonna juggle
continuously through one whole board meeting. That's gonna be my next event.
Oh, I like that. That's
metagaming.
We got juggling. What would that be? Portal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, guys. Would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
This is Jared. I make the motion.
Thank you, Jared. As discussed previously, we do not need a second for adjournment, but is there any discussion?
It's a way of saying goodbye.
Oh, all right. Cool. Moving on to vote, does anyone oppose adjournment? Does anyone abstain? And we are adjourned at 7:41 Eastern Time. Thanks, guys. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon, guys. See you on the webs.
Yep. Bye. Thank you.